很重要的信息。
Today we're going to start looking at the important Bible messages about spending.
今天我们看马太福音第28章。
We look at Matthew chapter 28.
我们从第16节一直念到完。
We read from verse 16 all the way to the end.
翻到我们大家一同开始来读。
Let us read this together.
一、二、三。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣近前来对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名领他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们，都教训他们遵行。”我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。我们这个地步了。
Let us pray。
我们的主，我们的上帝，我们感谢。现在是聚集我们到你的面前，要领受你自己的话语，恳求你用你的圣灵，这是苏醒我们的灵魂。我用你真理的圣灵，引导你所创造的思想。我恳求你使我们的心归向你。使我们爱你的心越叫多人起来，使我们侍奉我们的行走立上加力，可以到你面前朝见，就是你赐福今天的机会，给台上台下的同样是你的恩典，让主你自己的深恩大爱再次浇灌我们每一个人，奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你，阿门。我愿意在这今天的聚会，以大使命这段信息做开始。
I'd like to start this conference with a great commitment.
这个使命不单是大使命，最大的使命。
This is not only a great commitment, but it is the greatest commitment.
在这个使命的背后，散布永远的福音。
Behind this great commitment is the eternal will of the Holy Father.
福音在这个圣子的身上的福音。
Right. The will is carried out in the Holy Son.
这个大使命。的口出来的时候
When this great commission came from the mouth of our Lord,
我们看见我们的主对圣父有绝对的顺服
We saw that he had absolute obedience to the Holy Father,
他有绝对的资格要求教会也顺服他
So he has an absolute characteristic quality for the Holy Church to follow him.
这个使命以前是上帝的独生子
Before this commission was given, he was the only Son of God.
在这个使命以后有神的众子的显明出来
After this great commission, all sons were manifested.
在这个使命以前耶稣基督所流的宝血
Before this commission, the blood of Christ flowed out.
在这个使命以后有圣父所流的血
After the commission, the blood of the saints flowed out.
在这个使命以前圣父对圣子的开恩
Before the commission, it was the Father sending the Holy Spirit.
在这个使命以后千千万万宣教士谋开恩
After the great commission, there were thousands of missionaries being sent.
在这个使命以前有基督愿意牺牲的心
Before the great commission, there was a sacrificial heart of Christ.
在这个使命以后千千万万飞出宝血救赎回来的人开始敬畏主牺牲的心
After the commission, there were millions of sacrificial hearts for those for whom he died.
因为这个使命有许多的家庭要破裂
Because of this commission, many families will be broken.
因为这个使命有许多人要被杀
Because of this commission, many will be killed.
因为这个使命许多的教会要破裂
Because of this commission, many churches will be persecuted.
但虽然代价是这么大我们主的旨意一定要执行
But great is the price, but we must obey God's will.
这个使命本身的使命本身有什么样的竞争呢
What is the quality of this great commission?
今天我们要特别思想大使命的性质
Today we're going to talk about the nature of the Great Commission
大使命的第一个性质是超自然的本质
The first nature of the Great Commission is supernatural
如果在这个自然的世界中间你有超自然的主在这世界里面得胜就没有大使命
Unless the supernatural Lord come into this natural world and be victorious we will never have the Great Commission
超自然的主在自然界中间战胜自然把教会建立在超自然的关系。
The supernatural Lord overcomes natural in this world and establishes the church on the supernatural foundation.
教会是阴间的权柄不能胜过这个环境。
This is a church that cannot be overcome by the forces of Hades.
教会是释放的，天上也释放；或者教会是捆绑的，天上也捆绑。
What the church releases, it is released in heaven. What the church binds up, it is bound up in heaven.
这是何等奇妙的一个代表性。
This is a wonderful representation.
地上教会天上的代表
The church on earth is a representation of heaven. 我们在这里怎么看见这个使命的超自然本质呢？How do we see the supernatural nature of this great commission？这里告诉我们。
这个门徒往耶稣所预定的加利利山上去。Here
it tells us that these 11 disciples went to the mountain which the Lord told them to go.
见了耶稣，他们就拜他。
When they saw Jesus, they bowed and worshipped him.
这是非常的重要。This
word is very important.
门徒敬拜耶稣基督。The
disciples worship Jesus Christ.
这叫做基督是主。That
means Christ is Lord.
自从来马者以后，我们看见整个敬拜神学的动向离开了基督的主题。
Since Dry Marker, we see a whole movement away from the deity of Christ.
无论是ritual，无论是Bauer，无论是圣者，其他的人，像这个Tarnak、Vermin、Sturgeon的人，他们都不认耶稣的主题。Regardless
whether it's ritual, it's Tarnak, it's Vermin, or it's Bauer, they have all departed from the lordship of Christ.
圣者敬拜的成就，注重耶稣的圣性，而不注重耶稣的主性。
The new modernism emphasizes the ethics of Christ, but not his lordship.
如果我们的主没有在教会里面讲有根本的主权，我们传教福音就没有真正的根据。Unless
our Lord has absolute lordship in our church, then we have no basis on which to share the gospel.
神就不应当建立在伦理学的上面，相反的，伦理就应当建在神学上面。Theology
should not be built on ethics, on the contrary, ethics should be built on theology.
真正的神就 人类就自己的关系，还是耶稣基督是主，他把这个生命赐给教会，我们才能把好的伦理学习出来。The
true relationship between ethics and theology is that Jesus Christ is Lord, and then we can, from His lordship, come out with
evidence.从死里面复活的主，他是主，所以门徒敬拜他。
This Lord was resurrected from the dead is Lord, therefore the disciples worship Him.
一个不懂得敬拜主的人，一个不懂得大主的人。
A person who does not worship Lord as Lord is a person who does not understand the Great Commission.
一个不把基督的超然地位放在他内心之中的人，不能遵循传福音的命令。
A person who does not put the supernatural position of Christ in his heart is a person that cannot fulfill the Great Commission.
现在耶稣就拜他。
When they saw Jesus Christ, they bowed and worshipped him.
这个是非常美丽。
This word is very beautiful.
我很奇怪为什么大福音不在耶路撒冷宣布出来。
We are wondering why the Great Commission was not fulfilled in Jerusalem.
圣像不厉害，是诸城中的这个小城。Just
like Bethlehem is a small city among the big cities.
最大的位置就生在无名的小城。Yet
the greatest person was born in this little city.
照样加利利的这座山是无名的小山。
In the same way, the Mount of Galilee is a small, nameless mountain.
最大的开派是从这个小山里面发出来。Yet
the greatest sending was sent from this mountain.
这里还有一个是非常宝贵。Here
is another precious word.
耶稣所有地的山。
The mountain which Christ has asked
Him to
build. Here we see that our Lord is the Lord of covenant. He established the relationship of Him and His church with the covenant. In the Old Testament, it was the blood of bulls and lambs as a foreshadow of the blood of Christ in the New Testament.
如今这位立约主要信爱他的人要回到加利利山上。Now
this covenanting Lord asked the disciples to go to the mountain with their covenant.
你可以想象这个约是一个非常残忍的约吗？
Can you imagine this covenant to be a cruel one?
这非常消沉的门徒，要走几天的路程回到加利利山。These tired and depressed disciples have to go back a few days later back to the mountain. 他们过去的宗教的热忱，一个基督式的十字架上已经完全垮掉了。Their
religious zeal of the past has collapsed after the death of Christ.
这位复活的主要跟他们要回到加利利山上去。
Now this resurrected Lord wants them to go back to the Mount of Galilee. Why is it not the Mount of Olives? Why is it at the Mount of Galilee?
Because many of the disciples were called in Galilee.
Because many of the disciples were called in Galilee.
They cannot
forget the calling in the original
time.
They cannot forget the original vision given to them.
A lot of people have lost the love when they
had before.
This
time the scenario in the original time when they were called through the holy word of God.
那我们今天回到古道我们的地方去。
Let us go back to the place where God has called us.
如所有定的家里的山,
the mountain Galilee which the Lord had asked
them to go. 他们到处的面前来他们就敬拜他。
They came before the Lord and worshiped him.
这里很奇妙的描写一句话, 还有一些人是疑惑的。
Basically, there's just one description. There were still some that doubted.
So, people that didn't know the truth, God for me, how you made
a
change in
my life. Isn't this a common phenomenon of those of us who carry out the Great Commission?
We know that our Lord is a living
Lord. We know
that our Lord has overcome
death.
We know that our Lord is
Lord. We know
that we must accept His Great
Commission. We know
that He has made a covenant with us.
We are
also
seen.
We have worshipped him, but we are
still doubtful in our heart.
We still are
doubtful.
So the Indian people show a short scene, high for the meaning.
This is a very apt description of the churches today who are to carry out the Great Commission.
虽然如此，我们的主为着我们的疑惑，为着我们信心的软弱，改变他的希望。
Even though we are weak, even though we're weak in faith, God has not changed His plan. He is eternally supernatural. He is victorious.
He
is the Lord of the universe. With His sovereignty and lordship, He has established His commission.
Secondly,
the nature of this Great Commission is an authoritative commission. Because this was sent out by a power that surpassed all heaven and earth.
耶稣今天来对他们说, 天上地上, 所有的权柄都已经赐给我了。
Jesus came before them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is not the deified victory of Christ. The victory of His
deity.
This is the victory of His humanity. Jesus Christ's deity doesn't have to be raised anymore. Because God is the highest. The deity of Christ does not have to receive any more power. Because He has the highest authority. But when Christ came to this world to be a human, He was a human without authority. He became a man, but without the rights of a man. When he was born, he was born in a borrowed manger. When he died in a borrowed grave.
天上的鸟有窝，狐狸有洞，人是没有尘土的地方。
The birds in the air have their nests, the foxes have their holes, for the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
但是感谢上帝，正如同亚当代表我们走了一条失败的道路，耶稣基督以代表的身份，把真正的神圣向我们显出来。
Thanks be to God, when Adam brought the whole human race into it, and wrote a failure, Christ has brought it back. The victory of Christ's humanity is the greatest victory of mankind. What Jesus Christ has achieved in humanity is what we all want to achieve, but never did.
圣父看这位，他的基业的儿子，以人性的身站在他面前的时候，天上地上的权柄都属于他了。When
the Holy Father saw His Son victory in the human power, all powers in heaven and earth was given.
我们今天就凭着这个权柄站在众人的面前传福音。And
today we stand before all people and share the gospel on the basis of this authority.
你们这小群啊！
You little flock,
你们不要惧怕,
do not be afraid.
今天主给我们的是权柄，而不是我们的经验，不是我们有什么的资格。
What God has given us today is authority, not experience, not quality.
那这有学问的使徒保罗说，我们嫉妒。
The most learned disciple Paul said, we are foolish.
这有知识的使徒保罗他说，他是没有知识的，愚钝。
The most learned apostle Paul said, we are without knowledge, we are like 来等候。
如果保罗看自己是无有的，看自己是无知的，是没有智慧的，是软弱的，我们这些人是谁呢？
If Paul looked at himself as ignorant and weak, who are we?
我们不要因为我们靠着我们的经验、我们的修为、我们的知识、我们教育的人厉害于今天的决定归向上帝。
Don't think that by your intellect, your knowledge, your experience, you can bring a person out of the power of faith.
我们只能把人的信仰的拦阻除掉，使人产生信心的胜利。
We can only take away the hindrance of a person's faith. What gives a person's faith is the Holy Spirit. And it's through
who it's through, but through the risen
Lord has given the authority to the church. Therefore, we do the sending.
神兵的能力更重要。
Authority is more important than the power.
神兵的经验更重要。
Authority is more important than experience.
神兵的知识更重要。
Authority is more important than knowledge.
神兵的世间所有可依靠的事情还更重要。
Authority is more important than all that can be depended on in this world.
因此我坐火车从一个地方到别的地方讲道。
One time I was on a train from one place to fish to another place.
那是夜车，晚上我不能睡觉。
It was a night train. I had insomnia.
我非常的疲倦。
I was very tired.
不但不能睡觉，那些坐夜车的人他们好像不要睡觉一样，在那里开玩笑打
闹。Not only can I not sleep, but those who were in the compartment with me were joking all around, making lots of noise.So at first I was very upset and looked at them with open eyes. But in this phrase, I have no authority. So I had to listen to what they were saying. I found that what they were saying was so meaningful, not only did I criticize them, I secretly wrote down what they said in my
pad.
One of the jokes was a question asking, is there an object that cannot be moved by so many people, but one person comes, throws it, and it moves? Everybody said, what is it? They thought and thought, nobody gave the right answer. And finally, the questioner answered his own question. It's a train that we're in. The train cannot be moved by thousands.
And
when the time comes, someone comes and says, go, it goes. Why does the person just blow the whistle and the train goes? He is not using energy, he is using authority. Today the church must learn this thing. We stand before all people with the authority of God. The sending of Christ from a human viewpoint seems to be cruel. The Great Commission from a human viewpoint is very cruel. I send you out like sheep among wolves.
当你读了这些圣经，把眼睛闭起来，马上想到那个豺狼，他在午夜把一个小羊整个身体撕碎的时候，你就知道什么叫豺狼。
You want to understand it? Close your eyes and imagine this.Being torn apart by the world, you understand what the Great Commission
is.
But a lot of churches they send a few dollars, but once they're in for itself, they don't understand the Great Commission.
许多许多中国教会的做财团，他们的牧师在外国读书的时候是打很多人的牧师。
Many of those churches that send us missionaries, their pastors who study in the States take American scholarship.
又要名，又要钱，又要我们的人这些人在一起，我们真不害怕。
We want our name, we want to keep the money, but we also want to send the people out to train. We extend them.
亲爱的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
大使命是苛刻。
The Great Commission is hard.
大使命是残忍的。
The Great Commission is cruel.
如果我们要做的全病在我们身上，多大的困难，多重的牺牲，我们都要做。
But if we have the authority of Christ in us, regardless of how hard it is, we must go.
其实全世界所有的教会们建立起来，千千万万的为主做了这个美好的工作，不是靠什么，那是靠我。
Today, many churches have been established not by men's work but by the authority of Christ. What is the third nature of the Great Commission? This Great Commission is active in its positive. You must go. Dear brothers and sisters,
没有来，没有做你们要去的工作。
How many times we have asked people to come instead of asking you to go?
你们来听福音，不是我们去传福音。
You come and listen to the gospel, not we go and share the gospel.
你们注意一下，你们的名字。如果我们今天不是用信的观念来建立这个道理，
if we do not have the going concept to establish the Great Commission，
我们就不懂这个积极性，
then we don't understand the positive。
基督教永远是积极，
Christianity is always positive。
基督教永远是主动，
Christianity always takes the initiative。
把你追的人不能忘记这个主动性和积极性的意义。
Those who share the gospel must not misunderstand the meaning of positiveness and taking the initiative。
我们没有一次主动的去到那与我们相反的人中间，把这个天上的福音传开。
If we do not have the courage to go to those who oppose us and to spread the message，
我们教会的工作永远没有突破。
Then our church work will never break through。
你要等到人喜欢我们。
You have to wait till other people like us。
要等到人欢迎我们。
You want to wait until people welcome us。
要等到人接受我们。
You wait until other people accept us。
圣经清楚说，我的道路非同你们的道路。我的意念非同你们的意念。
The Bible tells us clearly that my paths are not your paths, my thinking are not your thinking.
个人认为这两句话就是文化的描写。
I feel that this is an apt description of culture.
这两句话，道路与意念，就是 ideology and the way of life. It means the culture. 人的文化，人的道路，道路人的文化。
God.Ways and God's thinking surpasses man's ways and man's thinking, man's culture.
没有一个文化圣经的道路完全配合。
There is no culture in this world that exactly matches the word of the Bible.
当福音传开的时候，就会产生了与文化的冲突。
Therefore, when the gospel is spread out, it will always conflict with the culture. This is always so.
但那个积极的、主动的本性，使我们不惧怕困难。我们把福音传开。
But this nature of positive and activeness.This is a way to go out.
你们天上地上所有的权柄已经赐给我了，所以你们要去。
Because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go to go ye.
这些事情是一个一个相关联。
These natures are interrelated one by one.
意思呀，你们要去是万民作我的门徒。
You must go and make disciples of all nations.
这个话是伟大的一句话。
The great saying.
你建立前台别人家。挡住地上那种大脚，你是不是叫他废话呢？
A few days ago, this person was bound and nailed on the cross.
大声哀哭，我的上帝，我的上帝，为什么离开我？
The man cried, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
复活以后几天，他就讲这句话，万民都要做我的门徒。
After a few days after his resurrection, he said, Make disciples of all nations.
这就告诉我们，这个大使命是普世性。
It tells us that this great commission is universal.
我相信 the Chinese Christian industry must not stop for only those Christian Chinese.
我相信华人开船巴基斯坦不能够只停止去华人那里去传福音。
我们今天华人的工作有个很大的毛病。
Our Chinese church work has a great problem.
我们对这个民族的负担太小了。
We have too little a burden to other people.
许多人问我为什么一直停在印尼不出来。
Many people ask me why do I stay in Indonesia and not come out?
我比许多的传道人更有机会在别的地方。
I have more opportunity than any other preacher to serve God in other places.
我不是说我更有资格，或者我更有机会。
I didn't say I'm more qualified. I just say I have more opportunity.
但我认识主，在我小的时候把我带到印尼。
But I feel that when I was a kid, God took me to Indonesia, He has His good will.
So I should
work towards the Indonesian.
我们今天在美国，在这里生活，在这里赚钱，我们对这个国家做了什么不一样的工作？
We who live in the States, work here, earn money here, what kind of gospel work have we worked here?
为什么上帝使中国人都有一些自然的、天然的讲方言的事？
Why does the Chinese, God give the Chinese people a natural gift for life?
No,
sorry.
Language, tongue speaking.
Sorry,
speaking many tongues, naturally. 为什么中国人差不多每个人都会讲几种方言？
Why does almost every Chinese know a few dialects?
不是为了使我们赚钱容易。
Not because we can earn more money.
还是为我们在当地应当做一些这个工作。
But it is so that we can do some gospel work locally.
如果我们做一个大使命的普 自信不了解的话，我们怎么传、怎么讲、开传、对主日传这个工作，也无法了解。
If we do not understand the universality of the Great Commission, we will never do any work contributing towards the Great Commission.
我们读了心之后，我们就广。
Our Lord's heart is so broad.
他从非常快速、快速、快速、快速中间，用他的血买了人来。
He has purchased from all nations, all people, from his blood to come to God.
就在这一两个世纪的中间，我们中国人做了多少国家的宣教到我们中间来？我们派多少人到多少国家
？In these two centuries, how many people, how many missionaries have come to this, have come to our country? But how many people have we sent overseas?
大使命是普世性。
The Great Commission is universal.
苏格拉底最伟大的话之一。I am a citizen of the world.
The greatest saying of Socrates was 世界的公民。
And Jesus said, make all the nations my citizens.
但是耶稣说要把所有的人成为我的公民。
你把世界最伟大的、最伟大的话，耶稣基督和你比的时候，你就发现他们一点不伟大。
Compare the greatest saying of this word of this world with the saying of Christ, you find that they do not compare.
万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.
我们今天谈开传谈了几十年，还在谈中国人信耶稣基督。
Today we talk about missions, all the conference, so that Chinese can become Christian.
万民做我的门徒。
But the whole nations to be my disciples.
这是大使命的第四个本质。
This is the fourth nature of the Great Commission.
第五个本质是什么呢？
What is the fifth nature then?
耶稣基督说，你不但叫他们做我的门徒，凡我所吩咐你们的，还要奉圣父、圣子的名给他们施洗。
But not only do you make disciples of nations, but baptize them in the name of the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
这表示大使命有教会性的本质。
Therefore, there is a church nature in the Great Commission.
只有努力传福音的不懂教会意义，没有教会观念的这个福音运动是不够健全的。
Any gospel movement that does not understand the concept of a church is incomplete.
今天我们不但传福音，我们在传福音的地方要建立教会。
Today we not only preach the gospel, but we must establish a church in the place at which we preach the gospel.
传福音是教会里面的基础的功用之一。
Preaching the gospel is one of the several functions of a church.
福音的工作不等于整个教会的工作。
The gospel work does not equal all the work of the church.
团契的工作也不等于整个教会的工作。
Work of a Christian fellowship is not equal to the work of a whole church.
敬拜的工作也不等于整个教会的工作。
The work of a worship service is not the whole work of the church.
一个教会对
The gospel work does not equal all the work of the church.
团契的工作也不等于整个教会的工作。
Work of a Christian fellowship is not equal to the work of a whole church.
敬拜的工作也不等于整个教会的工作。
The work of a worship service is not the whole work of the church.
一个教会对神有敬拜，对主里面弟兄姊妹有团契，对世界有传福音的时候，这个教会才是健全的教会。
When a church has a correct attitude about worship, when a church has a correct attitude about fellowship, the church has a correct attitude about sending out, this is a complete
church. 传福音以后，你还要奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，表示你要建立的教会在哪？
After you preach the gospel, you must baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit to say that there is a church there.
这样，基督被差派为了建立教会。
Therefore, the Christ was sent in order to establish a church.
教会建立再差派人。
The church established and then sends people out.
被差派的人再建立教会。
Those who are sent out establish churches again.
整个大使命的运动就是神的教会，也就是他有形的、有不速的表彰在这个世界上大显。
And this gospel movement manifests the visible kingdom of God on earth.
这是第五样。
This is the fifth nature.
第六样。
The sixth nature.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵行。
And ask them to do according to what I have taught you.
我称这个叫做大使命的教义性的本质。
I say this as the doctrinal nature of the Great Commission.
大使命里面包含了这个门徒的工作。
The Great Commission includes the work of the disciples.
大使命里包含了组织教会的工作。
The Great Commission includes the work in the church of the Lord.
大使命里包含了非常重要的，就是合乎神真理的教义的问题的工作。
And the Great Commission includes the work of doctrinal teaching that is according to the Lord's teaching.
我不明白为什么许多有很好神学基础的人，
教会都不会发展，反正好发展的神学都乱七八糟。
I don't understand why some churches that have good doctrinal foundation doesn't expand. Those churches that expand doesn't have a very good doctrinal foundation.
许多热心传福音的人都是非常看不起教育的工作，而许多很注重神学的人，他们都不爱传福音。
Many who have a theological foundation doesn't look at preaching the gospel as important. Those who preach the gospel doesn't look at the foundation as important.
So many people with great and sound doctrine, but they have no ambition. People with wrong theology, they have a right ambition.
那些有正确教义的教会没有雄心，有雄心的教会没有正确的教义，
这两样都是不对的。
These two are both wrong.
当一个福音的工作缺乏神学基础的时候
，When a gospel work lacks the theological foundation,
教会是脆弱的
，Then the church is weak.
相反的，当一个神学没有传福音的果效的时候，这神学是失败。
On the contrary, if a doctrine does not produce the fruit of the gospel, this doctrine is dead.
今天全世界需要把这两个的工作把它拼合起来，耶稣基督的身体才是健壮。
Today we must put the two together. Only then will the body of Christ be strong.
我们不要一个静止性的教会。
We don't want a passive church.
我们也不要一个这个非常衰弱的教会。
We do not want a weak church either.
我们盼望我们有非常冷静的头脑，有火热的心。
We pray that we have a cool mind, but a fiery heart.
我们有对教义很严谨、很赞同、很正确的认知。我们现在有对传福音有火热、有实际的行动。
We want to have a correct understanding of the doctrine, yet have a fiery heart for the Lord.
所以，凡所说吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵行。
And teach them all that I have taught you.
这是教会从福音的工作，接下来就是注重教导的事情，这是不能分开的。
So when the gospel is preached, the church is established, and the teacher the right doctrine, these three cannot be separated.
这是第六样的这个本质。
This is the sixth nature.
第七样的本质。
The seventh nature
is 大使命的本质，乃是一个永恒性的本质。
The nature of the Great Commission is an eternal nature.
我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And I will be with you until the end of the earth.
这句话什么意思呢？
我只是为民，
这就表示这福音的工作要一直做下去。直到世界结束的时候
This means that gospel work will have to be continued until the end of this world.
有一些人认为这个大使命是对耶稣当代的门徒讲的，不是对我们讲的。
Some people think that this great commission was addressed to the disciples of the time, but not to us.
我们怎么回答这句话呢？
How do we reply to this?
为什么这里只有讲这个门徒，没有讲我们呢？
Why does it say 11 disciples and not us?
最简单的答案，我们那个时候还没有生出来。
A simple answer, we were not born yet at that time.
所以对于这个门徒先讲。
So he speaks to the 11 disciples first.
福音要传出去。
The gospel will be spread out.
领受福音的再传福音。
Those who receive the gospel, spread the gospel
again. 世世代代把这个福音传下去。
And then age after age, the gospel is preached.
教会的工作是建立在这个世界上。
And the word of the church is established in this world.
不但如此
，Not only so.
这个大使命里面有个很重要的印记。
There's a great important promise in this commission.
主的同在。
And that is the presence of the Lord.
主的同在岂不是在道成肉身的时候已经显明出来了吗
？Is not the presence of God manifested from the Word that became flesh?
是的。
Yes.
按地位而论
，positionally speaking,
基督的道成肉身体，上帝与人同在。
The Word incarnate in Christ is the presence of God with man.
但是按实际的属灵经验来说
，but from a practical spiritual experience,
当一个教会专心传福音的使命的时候，这个教会真正经历。真正享受了主的同在。
Only when the church carries out the Great Commission will they really experience the presence of the Lord.
圣经里面主的命令总有这样的原则。
There is a principle in the command in the Bible.
命令同应许摆在一起。
The command and the promise go together.
当神把一个命令赐下来的时候
，God gives a command.
那应许一并赐下来。
His promise also comes down.
当遵行神的命令的时候
，When a person carries out the command of God,
他就享受主的这命令中耶稣给我们的应许。
He will enjoy what God has promised in this command.
在这大使命里面照样是如此。
This is the same way in the Great Commission.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
你们若做这件事情
，If you do this thing,
你们若吩咐他们遵守我所告诉你们的事情
，If you teach them what I have told you,
我就与你们同在。
I will be with you.
直到世界的末了,
and to the end of the earth.
愿主的恩主的爱, 今天再次激励我们,
may God grace and love once again spur us forward.
圣灵再次用他启示的真理光照我们,
may the Holy Spirit once again illumine us.
使我们再次被提醒, 回到加利利, 主的又一个山上, 看见这些本质,
so that we return to the Mount Galilee, which is covenanted by the Lord, to see the nature of the Great Commission.
好像我们所做的工作没有偏差,
so that we will not deviate from what we do.
我们站起来祷告,
let us stand and pray.
十字架, 十字架, 我们要为这个几件事情来祷告。
We pray for a heart to obey God's will and a heart to love Him.
我们要求主兴起, 使普世化的教会, 对主的使命有更正确, 更深奥的认识来祷告。
We pray for the revival of Chinese churches to more clearly see the will of God.
我们大家开声祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊, 我们感谢, 我们赞美你, 因为你的恩, 你的爱。 主啊, 今天再次给我们思想这个大使命的信息。 主啊, 求主你用主你自己的恩典, 再次充满我们每一个人。 你自己的能力再次不必我们每一个人。 主啊, 我们爱你的心, 我们遵行的命令, 要去做你要我们做的工作的心, 求主你自己保守, 求主你的能力托住我们。 主啊, 求主你兴起我们华人的教会, 使我们懂得在这件事情上怎么样更多尽心竭力做你的工作。 主啊, 你听我们祷告, 主啊, 你和我们同在, 主啊, 我们求主你给我们更正确, 更深入, 更丰富, 对主你真理的了解。 主啊, 你听我们祈祷, 我们仰望你, 我们感谢你, 我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名求你。 阿们。